What does it mean to do without doing? To live without burden, making life a burden. All throughout Zen literature and Zen teachings is the teaching of how to do without doing. It is totally misunderstood by the pedestrian mentality. Very, very much misunderstood. To the pedestrian mentality, it is about getting, having, efforting, working. But when you start to truly work upon yourself, when you start to transcend, you will see everything is a beauty. Everything you do emanates from what you have achieved from within yourself. So the sage acts by doing nothing. This nothing is the human effort that we make, where we are trying to do things with the intent of gain over loss. This attitude of living for gain over loss undermines everything that is essential to our living. And most people would never think of being able to do this. I'm going to give you a story that might help. When we are doing anything, it is a prayer. It is an absolute prayer. And this prayer is always answered. It isn't a request, it isn't begging, beseeching. This prayer is the way things can happen to me, to you. There is only one way things can happen to us until we awaken, until we truly understand the needs that are beyond the concepts of wants. There is a need in you to awaken. There is a need within you to understand, but it has been put aside for the sake of achievement, trying to get what it is you think is so important that you would be willing to sacrifice the beauty of your life. The sage, he teaches without speaking. He attends to all things without making claim on them. He works for making everything beautiful. He works without the idea of accomplishment. He demands no honor for any of his deeds. Because he demands no honor, he will never be dishonored. We do what we do, not to earn a living, not to earn anything, but to awaken, to spread that beauty, that kindness, that essence, that love in everything we do. Let me read you a story. This is the story of Kabir, who was a beautiful mystic in India. He had many, many people that would come and buy his clothes. He was a weaver. Even kings in his day, well, they would come to him, not only for his teachings, but for his weaving. A king once asked him, "Master, it doesn't look good what we are doing here, do you think? It makes us feel embarrassed that we don't take good care of you. There is no need for you to weave clothes day in, day out, going to the market day in, day out. Go into the markets and try to sell your clothing." Kabir said, "Now listen. I can understand your problem, but I have only one talent, and that is to weave beautiful clothes. If I stop weaving, who will do it? Who will make the clothes as I do? Love comes in many different faces, he said, many different bodies, to purchase clothing each week in the marketplace. What an honor it is for me to provide this for them. He would address every customer that he had. He would tell them to be careful of the cloth that he weaved for them. I have been weaving it, not just like any other weaver, said Kabir. My songs are in it. My soul is in it. I have poured my whole being in it. Be careful, said Kabir. Use it with tenderness and love. And remember, Kabir has woven it especially for you. He would say that to each customer. Do you understand this? Kabir said, what else can I do? I'm doing my best. I weave, I sing, I can dance. And I am immensely content and grateful. This is doing without doing. This is living without trying to survive. You must understand, in everything Kabir did, in everything you and I do, we must put our totality in it, our song, our music, our soul, our tone. I have many people in my life who just go through the motions of their survival. Everything they do is just a matter of survival. They aren't seeking to awaken. They aren't truly seeking anything but money, compensation, survival. They cling, they hang on to every moment as though something could be taken away from them. Now listen to me. Try to understand. You and I put a song in everything we do. We put music to it. We put tone to everything we do. This music, this song, this intonement draws to us the people that could most appreciate what we are doing. We are in service to these people. I'm in service to you. By making this offering to you, this discourse, it is not about philosophy. It is not about religion. It is the tone of my soul to you. Some people can hear it. Most do not. They are confused by the words. They are confused because it makes no quote-unquote logical sense to them. But be that as it may, it is still the song, the tone. We emit this tone to everything we do, everything we touch. Every single thing, from a towel that dries our body after we wash it, to how we touch our steering wheel when we're driving, how we greet a friend, how we greet someone who is not so friendly, how we do anything and everything, is from our demeanor. This demeanor sets the tone and tenor of whatever we're doing, brings it into manifestation. And as this manifestation does grow and mature in us, we grow and mature in what we're doing without doing. We're not making it labor. When you do anything and you make it labor, you ruin your life. You ruin what you have done. You have taken away the song from which should live in anything and everything you do. What is your demeanor? It is the way you operate. It is from where you operate. It is the mood that most people have, but true demeanor has nothing to do with mood. Not at all. It has nothing to do with me being in mood. It has to do with the intent of my heart. And when the intent of my heart is more prevalent than the mood of my body, that is when something magnificent can happen. Something beautiful will arise. How are you listening to this offering, this discourse? How are you living in it? How are you listening? You will only get as much out of this as is your demeanor and what it will allow. And we are constantly building demeanor in everything we do. How we cut our vegetables up, how we eat, how we greet the day, how we wash our bodies, how we put our clothes on. There is a demeanor to everything. And if I am haphazard in my demeanor, then my doing will be ugly, because I will only be doing anything for the sake of results. And this is what I find in most people. They don't do things because they can. Because they can be beautiful, they can work from tone, they can understand if they put themselves to it. They don't do that. Everything has to benefit them in some way. The old what's in it for me mentality. This will not help us. This will not change anything within us. Listen to Lhotse for a moment. In ancient times, he says, the Tao is honored by those of wisdom. They don't declare it, Lhotse says. They are it. It cannot be found by seekers. What does he mean? Should you not seek it? When I am seeking anything, I am trying to attribute everything to my ego, to my pride, to my small mind. And I miss. If you sing a song and you're worried about who will like it, who will dislike it, if it's appealing to people, your soul is not in it. And you and I are singing a song in everything we do. There isn't an instant in our life that we are not doing something that offers us the chance to sing our song. Kabir is right. When he says to the customer, be very, very careful of the cloth that I have weaved for you. I have been weaving it just for you. Yes, everything you do, everything I do, is done in the music of the heart. When you look at great masters, as I have, and you have been in the presence of great masters, as I have, you understand they need nothing. All they do is what they are. They have no contempt for those who don't understand it. Those who are too small-minded to understand it. It takes a great humility to understand how valuable humiliation is. It brings about wisdom when you think about your life. All the events and circumstances of it, from the past to now. What was your demeanor? What were you doing? Most people have no idea what they were doing. They were doing with the purpose of trying to get something. Low self-esteem is a big deal in people. Most people have very low self-esteem. And the reason they do is because their formula is wrong. They try to get from other people how valuable or how good or how worthy they are. When you depend upon people to value you, you have lost your demeanor. You've lost your ability to awaken. It would be impossible. When you put other people in charge of how you think of yourself, how you feel about yourself, you have lost your life. It is hard for people to understand all of this. They have no sense of love inside, so they depend upon other people to love them so they can feel good about themselves. And that's as far as it goes. Look at someone you love right now with me. What do they have to do to prove to you that they love you? And what is that love? How does it contribute to your awakening? Not at all. These people are human. They have their issues. They have their problems. Just like anybody else. But if you are looking to them to validate you, you have lost your song. And if you've lost your song, you've lost your soul. Your soul is music. It is tone. It is texture. It is beauty. It is essence. And when you have lost your interest in your own song, in your own way, you have lost your demeanor. And in that loss of demeanor is nothing but pain and sorrow. This is why people fall into depression, because they have no way to celebrate what is going on within them that is beyond the speculation of their ego, their pride, their vanity. They just don't have it. Don't make other people responsible for your life. Let love live you. Let it happen. Just let it happen. Meditate. Work upon yourself. Do everything you do with the song of your heart and soul. Don't lose the beauty of yourself for the sake of what other people believe. Don't make other people the gist of your life. Whatever they say, whatever they think of you, it doesn't matter. What matters is, have you found your song? Have you found the presence of love within you? The man of virtue, says Lhotse, discovers the way quickly. Those with faults are deeply forgiven. This is why the Tao, he says, is such a treasure. It is the pearl of great price. Let's meditate together on that to discover that great price.